In no way do I wish to trivialize the many hurdles women have faced and continue to face. The women's movement remains essential because it not only continues to liberate women, but also liberates how we as a society think and act. Its positive effects are ongoing and point us towards an even better future as we utilize all we have learned for the good of everyone. I believe it is time now to take the many benefits women have gained and enable men to enjoy more choice, more freedom than is possible within the current narrow definition of masculinity. The way ahead also lies in realizing that there are many more qualities that bind us than separate us. We are first and foremost human beings, with all the potential and frailties that human life brings. This is not to suggest we ignore the nuances of gender. It is only by better understanding these differences that we are more able to comprehend them, learn from them, and celebrate them. From the earliest times, we as a society have created stories to help make sense of those things we don't fully understand, including men. Most of us have devoured these stories without question, because this is one of the few means we had to try to explain what men were all about. But it's only as we dig deeper that we begin to see just how harmful and misleading many of these stories can be. In spite of the many necessary advances we have made, there have been casualties. We have come to view masculinity as something dark, dangerous, and undesirable. While we must continue to strive to keep individuals and our communities safe, we need to be more imaginative about how we do this, so that there is room also to honour the many wonderful textures men bring to our lives. I feel it is time for us to hold a more informed view of men's lives, for while it might be acceptable to make fun of men and to say we no longer need them, this isn't helpful. How quickly our focus changes when there is a major disaster. We're quite happy then for our fathers, sons, and partners to risk life and limb to disperse hazardous chemicals, protect us from floods and fire, and shield us from the worst elements in our community. Women now also work in these roles, but still these tasks are largely carried out by men. Although few men will admit it, many men's lives aren't particularly easy. Many don't enjoy the choices and success they had hoped for, but because others rely on them, somehow they summon what courage they can to get out of bed in the morning and do what they have to do. Few men rule the world. Most try simply to lead worthwhile lives and deal with life's lacerations, great and small. There are dangerous and dysfunctional men in our communities who do harm others and destroy lives, but there are many more good men, courageous men, decent men. The dozens upon dozens of men I spoke to impressed me with their depth of insight, their capacity for love, their desire to lead meaningful lives without the need for fame or glory. These men came from all walks of life, young and old, factory workers and professionals, men out of work and men with healthy incomes, single men and men in relationships, fathers and sons, and boys who were yet to make their own way in the world. Throughout the book, you can listen to their thoughts for yourself and discover more about who men are and what they long for. Apart from my own extensive interviews with men, I immersed myself in the literature on men, in novels and works of non-fiction, in the way men are represented in popular culture. Wherever possible, I sought to familiarize myself with the leading thinkers and practitioners in the topics covered, to give the book a wider perspective. Where local case studies and/or statistics were hard to access, I've used the most relevant overseas data. All the men I interviewed for the book, apart from experts, appear under pseudonyms to respect their privacy. The scope of the book did not allow sufficient space to examine the lives of homosexual men and boys, or those from Indigenous or other cultural backgrounds. What this work has left me with, however, is an appreciation of how much more difficult the lives of these men and boys must be on occasion. As I immersed myself in this material, the many differences and similarities between men and women began to emerge. Then, as I explored our differences, I started to better appreciate, understand, and respect them, and to see the many qualities men have to offer. I've written this book for men and women. I hope the men who read it or listen to it will be heartened to discover they are not alone in the many issues.